Modern life, on the other hand, is more hectic in other ways. The sources of stress that we have are more chronic. Let's define stress for a moment. Physically, stress is when something wants to be in two places at one time. If I take an iron beam and apply pressure to both ends in different directions, I'm creating stress in the beam because one part wants to be north, the other part wants to be south. I create stress on the beam. In a person, stress is when you can't decide what's important, so then you want two things at once that are mutually incompatible. I want to relax right now, but I need to get some work done. I'm under stress. I need to go to that party, but I also need to go to work. But when you truly give up on something, it's actually no longer stressful. When you accept that something is completely out of your control, there's no point in being stressed about it. So it does imply that you have some level of control over it. The mind is constantly creating stress for you through situations where it's being more paranoid or more angry than is actually warranted for your environment. We want to find peace from mind. We want to have tools that allow us to not turn off the mind, because you can't suppress the mind. If I say to you, don't think of a white elephant, you just thought of a white elephant. So you can't force the mind into anything. But where the mind on its own calms down and naturally goes away. And how do you do that? How do you end up with a more peaceful mind? Because a more peaceful mind automatically creates a happier person. One phrase I liked is that peace is happiness at rest, happiness is peace in motion. A peaceful person doing an activity will end up happy doing that activity. A happy person just sitting there will be peaceful. So the goal actually is not happiness, even though we'll use that term a lot. The goal is actually peace. So the question is, how do you get to peace? The first problem with getting to peace is that no activity will get you to peace, because peace is fundamentally inactivity. Peace is the sense that everything is fine. And if everything is fine, you're not making physical activity to change it, so you're physically at peace. And you're not making mental activity to try and change it either, because that'll create mental stress, because you'll want to mentally be somewhere other than you actually are. So peace itself is not a thing that can be directly achieved. You cannot work towards peace. What you can work towards is understanding. I think this is an old religious saying, but it says the name of God is truth. And what that's basically saying is that when you understand certain things, when you learn certain things, when you're convinced of certain things, and when they become a deep part of you, then you naturally become a more peaceful person.